In this bulletin, a Tamil asylum seeker family faces imminent deportation after the High Court denied their final bid to stay in the country. Environmental activists stand behind their decision to scale the Sydney Harbour Bridge in a protest over climate change. And in tennis, sisters Serena and Venus Williams play against each other at the Italian Open. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyatt. A Tamil asylum seeker family will likely be deported after the High Court denied their final bid to stay in the country. The High Court has refused to grant the family special leave to appeal last year's federal court ruling that they couldn't stay in Australia. The family was taken from their Queensland home to a Melbourne detention centre after their bridging visa expired in March last year. They came to Australia separately by boat in 2012 and 2013. 13 people have been arrested after environmental activists abseiled off the Sydney Harbour Bridge to demand action on climate change. Some of the supporters of the activist group Greenpeace launched themselves off the side of the landmark, with one going underneath and unfurling banners emblazoned with 100% renewables and Make Coal History. Greenpeace Australia Pacific Chief Executive David Ritter has dismissed questions about the legality of the protest action.
The Sydney Harbour Bridge is an iconic location. What better place to call for Prime Minister Scott Morrison to act on the climate emergency that is already on us? Australian families are already suffering from climate damage, from floods and fires and storms and drought. It's time for Prime Minister Scott Morrison to declare a climate emergency, to announce a plan for Australia to shift away from coal to clean energy.
Federal Labor has condemned racist flyers targeted West Australian MP Anne Ali, which has surfaced in her Cowan electorate in Perth's northern suburbs. The ABC reports that the flyers refer to Ms. Ali by her full given Egyptian name before saying she once stood for the Greens, voted to weaken Australia's borders, and supports banning any criticism of Islam, just like Saudi Arabia. The party says the material is unauthorised, but so far no group or political party has claimed it. A United States couple has been awarded more than $2 billion US dollars after they claim that Bayer's Roundup weed killer caused their cancer. A Californian jury found the company liable for Elva and Alberta Pilliard contracting non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, awarding them compensation and punitive damages. It also found that Roundup had been defectively designed, that the company failed to warn of the herbicide's cancer risk, and that the company acted negligently. This marks the third consecutive US jury verdict against the company in litigation over the chemical. President Donald Trump has announced he'll meet face-to-face with the Chinese President Xi Jinping at the G20 summit late next month, amid the latest escalation in trade tensions between the two countries. China has retaliated to the latest hike in US tariffs on its exports, announcing higher tariffs on a range of US goods equal to $60 billion US dollars. Mr. Trump has pledged to take further action to help his nation, despite pushing up tariffs on $200 billion in Chinese imports to 25% on Friday. He's told reporters he looks forward to meeting Mr. Xi in June.
China has been taking advantage of the United States for many, many years. I'm not just talking about during the Obama administration. You can go back long before that. We're dealing with them. We have a very good relationship. Maybe something will happen. We're going to be meeting, as you know, at the G20 in Japan. And that'll be, I think, probably a very fruitful meeting.
Singer and actress Doris Day has died in California at the age of 97. She's being remembered as one of the most popular actresses in history, known for both her singing and acting, and starring in musicals, dramas, and innocent sex comedies in the 1950s and 60s. It's believed she was in good health for her age until recently, when she contracted pneumonia. She died at her home, surrounded by close friends. In women's tennis, Serena and Venus Williams will face each other in the second round of the Italian Open, the first meeting between the two siblings on European clay for 17 years. Venus Williams advanced after a 7-5, 3-6, 7-6 battle with Belgium's Elise Mertens in Rome, and Serena looked sharper in her 6-4, 6-2 win over Sweden's Rebecca Peterson. Well, now the weather across Australia. Perth, a sunny day and 26 degrees. Adelaide, partly cloudy and 20. Melbourne, becoming cloudy and 19. Hobart, partly cloudy, 15. Canberra, light early frost and 18. Wollongong, mostly sunny, 20. Sydney, also mostly sunny, 24. Newcastle, much the same, 24. Brisbane, a shower or two and 25. Cairns, showers tending to rain at times and 28. And Darwin, a sunny day and a top of 33 degrees. I'm Greg Diet, and this is SBS News.